Ooblulutuk, you're listening to KXLL. Happy Wednesday. I'm excited to welcome Downtown Disc Juno to the show today. I'm Chandra Boom, and Juno's Keith Crocker and Luke Metcalf are here to tell us all about Record Store Day 2022, happening this Saturday, April 23rd at Downtown Disc Juno. It's the first Record Store Day in the Aucoin. This is a national event that celebrates the unique culture of independent music stores. It's been a thing at indie record stores all over the U.S. and globally since 2008. Stay tuned this hour for everything about Juno's first Record Store Day. First, let's hear some music. Here's Olier. The song is Reckless Love. Stay tuned to KXLL Excellent Radio.
You've been walking a fine line between what's right and what you've always known. Baby, go in the distance. You got yourself a ways to go. Now coming on, baby, let's roll down the road. You take it all for granted, living life like a loaded gun. You know I can't stand it, just young and dumb, coming undone, another heartbreak on. But put your money now where your mouth is. Your lips are moving on you, ain't saying nothing at all. I was tripping, you were drowning. You're sinking right out in the fog. Well, I don't mind if you don't mind a little reckless love.
Thank you. Got your number where I live. I'ma get you out of pocket like a quarterback blitz. That's an everyday faucet. Make a way, make a rent. Skeletons in your closet, but your past don't exist. Got a pad on your list, got a pad on your lot. Calabas ain't the move, that's where everybody live. Plus the mountain is hot, you forgot what you got.
Hold up, nooses. I recommend I'm on with acoustics. I recommend a beer for the juices. I recommend you live where the truth is. Psychedelic views and infinity pools. You're checking out. Once I sweat them edges out. Head down like vanity. I got the f*** ups, I got the damage fees, I got the gold dust, I got the anesthesia. When you're
was up. This ain't a fantasy, we about to go up. See at the hand of me, never got no love. But understand to me, maybe come hold us and
baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. I take off my coat, do you promise to stay? If I give you my heart, would you throw it away? Do you mean what you say when you tell me you love me? Do you really? Do you really?
Of course, his most beloved and cherished possession, his record collection.
Why don't you just light him on fire?
Because, young man, I'm an artist.
Yeah. Fancy restaurant, we eat a zucchini. Yeah. Might settle down, depending on how you treat me.
You just heard Michelle. The song was Pose. Nice little outro for Parker Posey's eccentric artist in High Fidelity. More on that in a minute. Before that, Sir, the song was Hair Down with Kendrick Lamar, who finally announced his new album dropping next month. We'll talk about that a little bit more later in the hour. And we started the set with Nashville Americana artist Olier. We heard Reckless Love. All right, y'all. Record Store Day is coming to Juneau. That's this Saturday, April 23rd at Downtown Disc Juneau, located in the Emporium Mall. The first Record Store Day was in the U.S. in 2008 as a celebration of independent music stores. Only independent music shops are able to participate. That means no big industry giants. Today, in 2022, there are thousands of record stores all over the U.S. and internationally who participate. And now, on Saturday, it's the first ever Record Store Day here in Tlingit Nuna. So I'm really thrilled to have Keith Crocker and Luke Metcalf, the owners of Downtown Disc Juneau, in the studio today to talk about their plans for the event. Paglirivsik, welcome you two.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here. Can you introduce yourselves for our listeners?
Sure, I'm Luke Metcalf.
And I'm Keith Crocker.
Congrats for participating in Record Store Day 2022. I'm really curious, with Record Store Day's big focus on independent record stores, what did you have to do to qualify?
We had to be in business for 6 months, and then we had to fill out a lot of different paperwork saying that we wouldn't be selling things when we're not supposed to and things like that.
Cool. Luke, anything to add?
Yeah, I think 6 months, and then did we apply through our wholesaler?
Yeah, the wholesaler set us up with Record Store Day. Record Store Day's outside of any other thing. They have their own marketing, their own website, recordstoreday.com.
I know some of the stores in Anchorage have participated a few times. Have either of you been to a Record Store Day anywhere outside of Juneau or outside of Alaska that inspired you?
Honestly, no. To be honest, I hadn't heard of it until we got into the business. I was a kind of semi-collector for quite a few years. Mostly, I would go to like Salvation Armies or places like that and try to find some gems. With the kind of the coming of streaming apps and things like that and the decline of record stores, it really does make a lot of sense to have something that really focuses on local independent record stores and gives them something exclusive. So for us it's really, you know, something we're looking forward to, and you know, hopefully we can expand if, you know, it goes well.
That's super impressive. I know that you opened Downtown Disc Juneau during the pandemic. And I just want to say, some people just learn to bake bread or make their houseplants explode. What inspired you to open an actual brick and mortar record store during this time?
I ended up with probably 4,000 records in my basement. A lot of people were leaving town, a lot of people getting rid of their collections, and being the pandemic, didn't really have much to do. So I started looking through all these records, and I'm like, what am I going to do with all these records? It'll take a lifetime to listen to them all. So I talked to Luke, and I said, let's take a chance and open a store and see what happens, see how it goes.
That's so cool. Okay, so we can't talk. You've mentioned this a little bit about the streaming era and keeping record stores alive, and we can't talk about the record store era without talking about the best movie ever made about this niche culture. That's High Fidelity. That's still one of my all-time favorite movies, and the remake on Hulu is super good. If you haven't seen it, you have to check it out. What's special in a record store that you really can't get elsewhere in the music world?
Well, here's something that really kind of blew me away was the smells. Some of these records are sitting around in people's homes for years and years and years. And then sometimes you can even find little notes, pictures. It's awesome to find posters.
Old receipts and notes like that are real fun.
And even if you don't have a record player, a lot of times people just have a good time looking through all the old album artwork, seeing, you know, reading names of who produced what. You know, it can be a very learning experience just hanging out for a couple hours and going through things. And, you know, we encourage people to come take a look.
And another big part of the record stores in general is the people. People who collect records are really serious about what they like to collect, and it's cool to talk to people and learn about their interests and kind of pass off your knowledge and get knowledge from them as well. It's definitely a cool thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's definitely a unique culture. Okay, you mentioned something that I'm really curious about, finding little notes and like handwritten things like that. Is there anything memorable that you've found that you can share that's appropriate for radio? We're on the air here. That you want to share?
A lot of old marketing stuff, like receipts and things like that. It's interesting to say, hey, someone bought this record in 1984. And it's cool to see where it was bought, how much they paid for it. And then they always have a timestamp on there, which is, I mean, you think back, what was I doing in 1984?
Yeah. Some things, like my grandma used to cut out clippings of newspapers. We found some clippings of the artist or like a review of their live show. That one was from the 60s. So that was kind of cool. Personalized notes to people, you know, it's just a little tiny things. It's kind of like a museum or something.
It is. Yeah, it's like a museum. I'm curious, too. Do you have any memorable albums that came through the store?
Oh, man, so many. Whenever we get big drops in there or we buy big lots, you're just finding stuff that you normally wouldn't gravitate towards. And then you end up playing it and you're just like blown away by these great musicians that you really didn't have on your forefront or your radar. It's real cool. We just ended up with a lot of jazz records, and jazz itself is a huge learning experience, and we just learned so much just listening through all the records that we've gotten.
Yeah, going through those jazz records was a huge learning experience. I think it was 1,200 records we just purchased recently, and kind of seeing the connections throughout the different producers and who shows up, you know, who shows up on each other's records. Man, it's a whole new world, just that one genre. So
you'll hear tidbits along the way when you're listening to a record and you're like, wait, I know someone used that for a sample in a hip hop song or stuff like that.
And
it kind of really brings you back to that, to the person that used the sample. And then you learn more about the artist that originally did it. And I don't know. I think that's important if you really want to delve into the music.
Yeah, you totally just hit the nail on the head. It's so amazing to see all of these different genres that we know and love and see them being continually reinterpreted with artists. And especially, I mean, even now, and especially that sampling has changed and licensing and all of that. That's really cool. How about some of Juno's local talent? Have you had any local artists in store? I know you've only been open for just about a year now, but
whenever we get a chance to get any vinyl from any of the local artists, we always try to pick it up. I know we've had Sean Tracy has some 45s. Sean used to play in Juno a lot. We've been finding quite a lot of older pressings from 60s and 70s musicians in Juno, which is kind of fun as well.
Yeah, we picked up a band that I played in, or not played in, played in while I was in high school. They were, you know, peers of mine. And we just found What Remains is the name of the band. But, you know, that was 2001. So that was kind of cool to see something kind of my age group. And then we have some Skagway 45s. We have like a record about Douglas, a 45. You know, there's quite a few. We've sold a lot of Alaska State singles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was
for
a locally produced record here in the 80s, I think, by John Engels. Terry Tibbetts on it. A lot of local artists.
Wow. Speaking of magic, What Remains, that's so perfect for everything that you're describing. As vintage music lovers, how do you listen to music most at home? CDs, tapes, vinyl? Are you secretly streaming?
Almost always vinyl and radio. The only time I stream anything is usually if I'm taking a shower. But it's almost, I usually start with one side of one record in the morning when I'm drinking my coffee, pop on the radio, listen to some news, and then head off to work kind of thing. After work, it's almost always vinyl.
Yeah, owning a record store, I listen to lots of vinyl at work. but yeah, I do have my home setup is pretty much just all vinyl. Streaming at work, my other job is, you know, I can't really fit a record player in my kitchen, so it's convenient, obviously, for things like driving and
I do. I always keep a selection of tapes in my car because I got a tape deck in the car.
I have my high school CD collection in my truck, so I've been listening to lots of CDs lately.
See, this is how you know you can trust Downtown Disc Juno. Real, true vintage music lovers still have those hard copies in their car. You mentioned CDs. In December, it was announced that CD sales increased nationally for the first time since 2004, with a revenue increase from something like $483 million to like $584 million. That's $100 million. I wonder if you've seen any of the CD trend happening in store.
You do to a... For the most part, it's mostly vinyl, but you are seeing CDs kind of picking up speed a little bit as far as sales are concerned. There's a lot of stuff on CD that you really can't get in any other format. You can't find it streaming. You're not going to find it on vinyl.
And there's a lot of people. It's in bad shape. So
right, for sure. And there's a lot of people looking for that.
Yeah. One of the things that comes to mind for CDs is the 90s soundtrack era. The soundtrack, like movie soundtracks in the 90s, that was a huge thing. There were some soundtracks that, like, if you opened up a Case Logic, you were definitely going to find at least a few of these, like, top 10, right?
Garden State comes to mind from the 2000s.
Yeah, Train Spotting soundtrack, Pulp Fiction soundtrack, Forrest Gump. Yep.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. There were so many. Dazed and Confused. Mm-hmm. That was a really rad one. I know Record Store Day has a list of special releases just for the celebration every year. Are there any Record Store Day releases that you're most excited about?
Ooh, there's so many. I think we have over 100 releases that are going to be in the shop this Saturday.
One that I'm really excited for is Czarface is releasing a new album. Looking at it, it says it comes with a pack of trading cards, so I'm kind of excited about that one, personally.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Pixies live at Coachella, I'm pretty stoked about live album, so...
Oh, man, you knew you could say the magic word Pixies.
And Coachella, so you know it's going to be a good performance, for sure.
Yeah. I know you started taking Record Store Day requests from Juno music buyers back in January. What was the response like?
Huge. It was absolutely huge. And it's good because if we focus on what we like, there's going to be a lot of records that not everyone likes.
Yeah.
But I mean, with that being said, we did get an overwhelming response. We tried to get everything everyone asked us for. Normally I'd order one or two Taylor Swift, but we ordered a dozen. Things like that really kind of helps us pick up what the community really wants so we can order correctly.
Yeah, I mean, if we chose just exactly what we wanted, I don't think it would be a very fun shop to come into.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of forces you to go outside your, I guess, like what you would...
Your normal listening range, so to speak.
I guess so, yeah. And I think we all have preconceptions of music genres, and it's been nice to kind of break through some of those by learning, just, you know, learning what other people listen to and... learning a new appreciation for some of these artists.
Yeah, I love it. It sounds like you guys are doing it right. There really is nothing better than that thrill of discovery of new music tastes or genres or artists that you haven't heard before. I'm so on board with that. What other in-store plans can music buyers look forward to on Saturday?
Saturday's going to be really heavy with a lot of people. Record Store Day does a Black Friday sale. It's not Record Store Day per se. Which we participated in last year, and we didn't quite expect the line or the response that materialized. There was a literal line in front of the shop. We expect it to be really, really busy. Certain people have a lot of things that they really, really want, so there's people lining up. It'll be fun, and it's nice to kind of see people so excited about these particular releases that are coming in.
I think we're just going to also just try to have as much and the best quality used vinyl out and ready for purchase that we can. We've just come across quite a bit of used stuff, so it takes a while to kind of grade it and get it out there, but we want to have the most options available for everyone.
It's not just, Record Store Day is not just about the new releases. It is really about the record stores and really helping out the independent record stores. But with that being said, there's great releases that are new, but there's also so many great used records that are going to be available.
I also think it helps support the artists too, because they definitely get more of a cut of these sales than, especially on the newer side. I mean, obviously, used stuff goes mostly to us, but on the new side, we do pay, you know, MSRP. So it's definitely more than like a Spotify stream or a, excuse me if I can't say that, but more than a stream would give an artist. So I think that's also kind of a positive to look into.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially for people like local artists. I know you had the Whiskey Class vinyl on the wall for a little bit there.
Those guys were a hit for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
They're so good. All right. Do you have your sights set on any future iterations of Record Store Day at Downtown Disc Juno?
We just try to keep getting our inventory bigger and bigger. And when you first start out in a business, I mean, there's always money concerns. And our first foray into the whole Record Store Day idea with the Black Friday thing that they put out, it was really hard to pick up a big inventory because of the money constraints. But now that we're picking up speed as a business, I think we can offer people even more of a selection than what we were doing in the past.
Okay. It's time for hyperspace. I've noticed that Juno loves outer space, and I do too. So hyperspace is like my fun name for our lightning round of just like floofy questions. So you guys ready?
Sure. We're ready.
Okay. Luke, top three albums of the 90s. Go.
Whoa. For me, geez. All right. Putting me on the spot.
It's hyperspace.
Yeah, I know, but there's so many to choose from, and now I'm blanking out. Like, basically, I was a big Wu-Tang fan, so I'd probably say probably the first Wu-Tang was a huge influence on me. I liked, Weezer, the Blue Album was huge for me, and then, I don't know, maybe Far Side.
Oh, nice. All right, cool. Yeah, Wu-Tang, Far Side, and Weezer. Good 90s selection. All right, Keith. Top three artists new to you in the past year?
I got to say, Billy Strings is something that I never expected to like as much as I do. They're just fantastic. Herbie Hancock was not something I listened to a lot of, but I find myself buying every Herbie Hancock that goes in front of me.
Love it.
Super great stuff. And lastly, that's tough. There's so many good ones out there. Tame Impala. Probably Tame Impala.
Nice. Yeah, I like Tame Impala. Favorite all-time, because it's 420 today, favorite all-time 420 album?
Well,
Dr. Dre, The Chronic. I mean, come on.
Yes.
I like where your head's at. Yeah, Dr. Dre wins. All right, this one's for the fledgling record collectors out there. What is the absolute must-have album or must-have genre that if you don't already have it, you need to scoop it up for a well-rounded record collection?
You gotta have some jazz in there. That's just hands down. You got to do it. We learned that. I think we both learned that recently, how it's affects all the other genres of music. With that being said, if I was going to say you had to have one album, that's a tough one. I mean,
I'm going to go with Madlib. Anything that Madlib puts out is going to be on the top of my list to pick up. Mad Villainy with MF Doom is probably top of the list for me.
For everyone in the world, I think you should have a copy of Dark Side of the Moon from Pink Floyd. I think that's... I mean, come, it's such a great album, and I see younger people, older people, everyone gravitates toward that album.
Yeah, it's true. And it definitely looks cool in the stack.
For sure.
All right. Thanks so much for the hyperspace. Budding vintage music collectors, you heard the guys. Get you some jazz, get you some Madlib, and get you some Dark Side of the Moon to add to your collection. That wraps up our conversation. Thanks so much to you both for coming in today to tell us all about Juno's first ever Record Store Day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. See you on Saturday.
Yeah, see you Saturday. That was Keith Crocker and Luke Metcalf, the owners of Downtown Disc Juno, located in the Emporial Mall. For all the vinyl lovers who've missed the KXLL record swap of years past, here's your chance to get some rad albums to add to your collection this Saturday, April 23rd, starting at 12 noon. Head on down to Downtown Disc Juno. Check out their spectacular collection of new and used vinyl, CDs, tapes, play some pinball, and most importantly, get you some music. Let's get back to the music. Just for Keith, here's Tame Impala. This is from the Slow Rush remixes. It's One More Year here on KXLL Excellent Radio.
If I April 22nd, Perseverance Theater is proud to present the Tony Award-winning musical, Fun Home. Based on the graphic memoir by Alison Bechdel, join Perseverance Theater for a musical adventure that spent 2 years waiting in the wings. Celebrate live theater once again with Fun Home, April 22nd through May 8th. For more information, go online to ptalaska.org. This message sponsored by Perseverance Theater.
Like we're gonna like this little beat right here. Yeah, this is a nice little beat. I'm sipping on Bella. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm finna paint a picture. I'm finna paint me a little picture.
What is called? It's the Luke Bella too. The white one. I like the white one. I'm sipping on Bella. My chick from Bella. My whip from Germany. I'm cooler than LL. I'm sipping on Bella. My chick from Bel Air, my whip from Germany. I'm cooler than LL. I clap when it's like patty cake. I clap when it's like patty cake. I'm swaggin', I got flavor, I got soul. Call me Ragu, I love my baby girl. Girl, ball, call her Caillou. I clap when it's like patty cake. Yeah, that'll win. I'm about to grab the reef. I'm about to grab the key. I'm about to snatch a baby girl. Always in my chest, she hate when I be in the streets. My rims taller than my son, about to drop another one. You think of in the band, the way I hit him with that drum. I'm sippin' on Bella, my chick from Bella. My whip from Germany, I'm cooler than LL. I'm sippin' on Bella, my chick from Bella. My whip from Germany, I'm cooler than LL. I clap when it's like patty cake. My chain VVS, I'm booted up, I got more pills than the CVS. Honest baby girl, so I got stains in my jaw. All this money like a Nike hit. Paul Ball, sippin' on champagne. My whip on Danny Dane. No time for you lame. I'm flying in a plane. I'm riding like a train. She love to give me brr. With your eyes closed, you ain't sniper game. She held me down when I was gone. I bought her all the Marvel gear. I love her like I love my brother, so I let her be my connect. I put her th- in the vet, tennis bracelet on her neck. You know the code that love the flat. Got my mama out the jet. I'm sippin' on Bel Air, my chick from Bel Air. My whip from Germany, I'm cooler than LL. I'm sippin' on Bel Air, my chick from Bel Air. My whip from Germany, I'm cooler than LL. I clap when it's like patty cake. I clap when it's like patty cake. I'm swaggin', I got flavor, I got soul. Call me Ragu, I love my baby girl. Girl, ball, call her Caillou. I clap when it's like patty cake.
The only artists that we were allowed to listen to were inarguably nice people, right? With unassailably perfect ethics. We'd have to destroy every record in existence except for
Bono,
Phil Collins,
Michael Stipe,
Sufjan Stevens.
Hey, can you guys sell me the record? How does that work here?
Yes.
Shit. Last summer, I had the chance to buy a mint condition white album with the serial number still on it. Instead, I drove up to Burlington with Sharon.
Damn, you can't come back from that.
Police catch, rubbing in his door. And I must see the light jardin. Del be dousing. Eskimo to move some hegnig and min drossin.
Welcome back. You just heard the UK's new dad. It was Slowly. Before that, Bartiz Strange. His newest single is Heavy Heart. Also in that set, Metronomy with Big Pig, Kodak Black, some new Banks, and started the set with Tame Impala. Thanks so much to my guest today from Downtown Disc, Juno, to tell us all about Juno's first ever record store day. That's this Saturday, April 23rd, starting at 12 noon. They'll have special record store day releases and some gems not to miss out on. It's the perfect chance for all the fans of KXLL's record swap of years past to check out the new home for vinyl in Juno. I'm Chandra Boom. I'm here Wednesdays and Fridays with your fresh jams just for you, Juno. And I mentioned earlier in the hour that Kendrick Lamar announced the release date for his fifth album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. That'll come out on May 13th. It's his farewell to his label Top Dog Entertainment. But Top Dog is still going to be home to really rad, innovative rap artists. And in honor of that announcement, here's another fave who's on Top Dog Entertainment. It's Isaiah Rashad. This is R.I.P. Young here on KXLL Juno. Binyaknak Nalon Akwan.
We work to work, you late to work, I holler and they send it. Wow. You know my plot was colder than Chicago in December. My came up in Inglewood, where her mama was her daddy. And when I'm in the Midwest, she say holler at your family. My dog paid me that cup, taste like candy. My dog out laying the law, ain't breaking the laws, out serving all the rock. Southside still f***ing in the car, still flipping in the car, still f***ing out the car. Little high bar, smoking out the door, start hold up, I got a call. Man, said that I'm a cool cat. Gotta tell them bitches I'm a top dog. Get shot, rollin' with them, let the propane outside, but you doing donuts. Yeah, got the money in the headlight. Big dog, every time we hit the red lights. Just shine, ain't nothing but a good thing. Don't die, they ain't teach him how to pump fake. Big shot. I ain't trippin', I don't wanna lose count. Talking my shit, it was just us. Get out the drive, hop in my ride. Pat me that Dutch. On the west side, on the 110. Swinging my let's grill, let's spill, spend a few crumbs. Pop smoke, pop shit, pop, young, don't pop too much. Spaceships, fake boat, Kanye, young, don't stay too long. Big truck, big wheel, big bop, them probably hate my guts. Tryna gain my trust, but it's all out lust. I'm a cool cat. Yeah, tell them bitches I'm a top dog. Get shot, rollin' with them, let the propane outside, but you doing donuts. Yeah, got the money in the headlight. Big dog, every time we hit the red lights. Just shine, ain't nothing but a good day. Don't die, they ain't teach him how to pump fake. Big shot, medicine, I'm a cool cat. Yeah, tell them bitches I'm a top dog. Get shot, rollin' with them, let the propane outside, but you